Welcome to Big Blend Radio's Jefferson Highway Show. This historic highway was formed in 1915 by the Jefferson Highway Association. It runs from Winnipeg, Canada, all the way to New Orleans, Louisiana. Let's go! Hey everybody, today's Jefferson Highway Association show looks at the highway in the future, 2024. This is so exciting because, you know, this revival of the highway has been ongoing for, I'd say, the last 10, 15 years. And it just seems that every year that we've been doing the podcast, what, almost 2 years? It's snowballing. So much is happening on the highway. Signage is happening. Events are happening. Sociability runs that I can't even pronounce are happening, and people are doing it. They're driving it. It's exciting. So today I'm excited to bring back Roger Bell on the show. He's the president of the Jefferson Highway Association, which is jeffersonhighway.org. Welcome back, Roger. How are you?
I am good, ladies. Great to be back here again.
It's awesome. Sociability. So you know what? Even spell check is nailing me on this. Sociability. I cannot say
it's
this
one of those
properly.
Words that I think has been lost to time, but it is sociability.
Yeah, and so you're bringing back the word and that whole idea of what that is. And before we bring our guests on, tell everybody what a sociability run is.
A sociability run was a promotional effort in the early days. Think about it, in the 19 teens, you didn't have radio even. You didn't obviously have any much media other than what, newspapers or maybe just word of mouth. So one of the things to really get people excited was these runs, and they would drive the route to promote it. But it also showed people that you could drive the route. And the Jefferson Highway was not the only highway to do this, but they definitely embraced it. And they did these runs across the route, many of them with dignitaries like the mayor and the governor of Louisiana. The mayor of New Orleans would go all the way, drive the whole route, along with a bunch of other dignitaries from different states, and drive all the way to Manitoba. And the premier of Manitoba would drive back down to New Orleans. So this was done several times on the big routes, and then they would also do regional runs and just to promote it in the area. So anyway, short history of it, and we have thought that would be a good way to embrace the past, but also embrace the future by doing some of these. And we did our first one in Iowa this year, and we're looking forward to our next one that we'll be talking about, I'm sure, here a little bit in Louisiana.
Very exciting. And I just want to say, I think all those governors and mayors, they really just wanted a good excuse to have a good time on the road.
Well, yeah.
I know there's promotion and business involved on this and tourism, but they were having a good time. You know they were, right? And it's just, you know, when you think about the highway being started back in 1915, it's pretty epic.
They would let the school kids out. They would have American flags. They would hand them out to the school kids. They would light up the highway towns. They would have big social activities, banquets, speakers. And as they would come in to drive into town, they would even talk about 5 minutes. They had a set program. One guy would talk for 5 minutes, his car would leave, and then the next guy would come up and he'd talk for 5 minutes. It was just really fun to listen to research this. But we're not doing that exactly, but we have the spirit of it.
I know that Arlene Gould, who is our next guest on the show, she is the executive director of the Natchitoches Convention and Visitor Bureau in Natchitoches, Louisiana. This is the oldest settlement in the state, also home to one of the oldest cemeteries in the Louisiana Purchase, if not the oldest cemetery. That's a whole other story. But Arlene is, you know, she's the one who roped us into, you girls, since you travel the country, need to do the Jefferson Highway. And I think we did quite a bit of it in 2023. And we love it, and we want to thank you, Arlene. And I know that you were following Roger real close in Iowa on that sociability run. See, I can say it now. Thank you, Roger. that you are not going to lose sight of anybody. But you got some of the beautiful pictures, too, doing this, right? So welcome back.
Thank you for having me back. And you're right. This past summer, and we just, I mean, it was a beautiful ride. And yes, I was pretty much riding Roger's coattail there because I didn't want to get lost on the back roads. But we had a blast. That's all I can say. It was great. Love, love, loved
Cool.
it.
I thought I
And
was going to lose
also,
Arlene and a lot of others on a back road, dirt road that I got off the wrong road actually, and everybody thought I was on the Jefferson Highway. I wasn't really for about 2 mile, but I got back on it. But it was the dust was blowing, and Arlene I knew was back there somewhere. But it was a lot of fun.
that sounds like our tour, Nancy, right? I
Yeah,
mean,
I
how many
know.
times
Boy.
this year over the middle of summer, Nancy and I did a lot of the highway and even in winter. And seriously, we've seen the highway in icy conditions and in summer, and it's gorgeous. But remember, we went a couple dirt roads and we didn't know if we were going to get shot at. It was like, are we on someone's private property? Where are we? And then I remember sending you guys photos. Hey, look at this. And Roger's like, I don't know if you're on the highway.
Yeah,
Where are
duh.
you?
Yeah.
But that's the importance of signs. And when you see these signs and when people paint the logos, and you know that these, there are places, rest areas with bridges with the JHA or JH lettering, that logo, and that, is it purple or blue? Like that color is like its own unique color,
Darky
for the
blue.
JH sign. And when you see the signage, you get excited. You know the community has jumped on with pride to showcase that they're part of this history, and Natchitoches has done a great job. We just saw that sign, one of the markers, where the tourist camp was outside the university, Arlene, in Natchitoches. I mean, it's interesting. It was right outside the library, right, where we were, that newer sign.
Correct. Right.
Yeah. And that was a tourist camp, and now it's on the campus, and you're going, okay, like it's wild. To see. And, when you see towns adopt the signage and painting on poles, and, Arlene got a park put in. Don't mess with Arlene. She'll make you put a park in. We like that.
It's cool.
It just makes you feel like, as a traveler, oh, I'm in the right spot. Like, but how cool that people back in the day did this on sociability runs or on their own with their families. So you're part of history when you drive it, and those signs mean everything. And when the visitor communities like Natchitoches, you go in the visitor bureau, they have signs, they have information on the highway. So it means a lot. So everyone, Natchitoches.com, it's Natchitoches.com is the website. And I'll be putting that in the show notes. You can link to everything from there. But our next guest is from the city of Bonham, Texas, about 4 or so hours at northwest of Natchitoches, Louisiana. Not far. We just passed it the other day. Nancy and I will have to go there. And go to cityofbonham.org. Roger went there, and I think he spent a few days like Facebook living, like literally the whole time he was there, like everything. And it's amazing. It's beautiful. It's historic. It's quaint, charming. And we have Melissa Maxwell, who's the director of the Bonham Visitor Center, through the city of Bonham, on the show with us. So welcome, Melissa. How are you?
Thank you. I'm doing well, and thank you for having me on your guys' podcast today. I'm very excited because we've recently started a podcast ourselves for Bonham. So,
Right on.
you guys will have
Awesome.
to check it out at Bonham Now, and learn more about it. But we are so excited, as we just recently launched the signage through Bonham, Texas, and had a sign dedication. And our town has really embraced it and did some historic site signs. We have three historic site signs that were put up, and we did some of the paintings around the poles, and it's just super exciting for that.
I
It
love
is.
this. You're not far from Arlene over in Natchitoches, Louisiana. And when you're traveling, and it's full-time drivers here, like 3 to 4 hours, you get out of the car. And so I feel like you guys are like the perfect, drive, get out, obviously now, if I had my druthers, I'd be stopping at every historic marker. in Texas, you could spend years doing that because they have a historic marker every mile, literally.
Pretty
And I mean
much.
that in a good thing. That's cool. But I think what's interesting is that you're doing, the signage, you're helping visitors. Arlene is doing that too. And Arlene, I want to go to you on this. How important is that for Louisiana? And then, I want to go to Melissa back on this because don't you get a lot of travelers from Texas and then people going to Texas, coming to Louisiana? So that connection between the two of you has got to be important, for travelers and also for your cities.
Absolutely. Dallas is obviously a huge gateway city, and we're 4 hours from Dallas and we're 4 hours from New Orleans. So a lot of people that are traveling that route between Dallas and New Orleans, Natchitoches is at a halfway mark. Actually, if you put Natchitoches, on the map, it's 4 hours to New Orleans, 4 hours to Dallas, but it's also 4 hours to Houston, 4 hours to Jackson, Mississippi, and 4 hours to Little Rock, Arkansas. So it's kind of like a big circle with Natchitoches in the middle. So it's kind of nice to have that because it does, for a small town of 18,000 residents like Natchitoches, we rely on that drive market, and the 4 hour drive market is perfect. So for economic, development and tourism, the drive market and tourism coming through our town is very important. And I'm sure Bottom feels the same way.
Yes,
Yeah.
we do.
Go ahead, Melissa.
I said, yes, we do. We feel the same way. And I know, especially the economic side of it, our downtown merchants all have their own little, Jefferson Highway signs in their windows and embracing it so they can welcome our tourists that are on the road traveling the Jefferson Highway. So, our merchants downtown, when you come to Bonham, we're going to welcome the Jefferson Highway travelers, and it's really embraced by our community, and we are excited to be able to, embrace it, give it some signage, and let people know. Or if they didn't know, then educate them on it and say hi.
It's a
I
new way
find a
of
lot of
traveling.
people that learn about it when they come into our visitor center, and we show them. We have a map of the Jefferson Highway through Louisiana from Shreveport to New Orleans, and they're just fascinated to learn more about it because on the brochure we have a picture of the Louisiana route right next to the original route all the way from Winnipeg to New Orleans, and they're like, oh my gosh, this is great, And so it makes them want to take the back roads and visit those small towns that were left behind when the big highways came in, Again, it's fascinating, the educational side of it, the history side of it, and the economic parts of it. Like you said, your small retailers, the mom and pop businesses, they rely on that traffic, that tourism traffic to come through,
A lot of our Jefferson Highway travelers, tourists, are the type of people that are going to stop in your communities. They're going to embrace this type of thing. So, we talked about the travelers coming from Dallas or wherever, from Shreveport, getting on the highway down there, the quickest route down there. But this is an adventure when you're on this route. You're discovering new communities. You're discovering things from the past. You're discovering things that are unique to these communities. Every one of these communities have so many awesome stories to share, and these two communities are great examples of that. Natchitoches is such a historic one of the oldest communities, historically in the whole route, and it has so much there. And then Bonham, I mean, you got the Sam Rayburn, the famous Speaker of the House of Representatives for years, knew all the presidents. His home's right on the route. You've got a lot of other things there, great museums. You've got the Sam Rayburn libraries there. You've got a wonderfully restored courthouse that I can't not brag about. Any community that took on a courthouse that had been damaged in the fire decades and decades ago, and the community just said, we want to build back the courthouse the way it was, and I'm sure Melissa can tell us more about that, but it is now a shining star in their downtown square right across from Melissa's office. And it is, you go by there and you think, wow, that must have been here for generations. And it kind of was, but it didn't look like that until the last few years. And it just is so exciting to see that. And then, you know, these community, Bonham's a example of a community that's one of the reasons I've definitely wanted to get Bonham on this program. They're embracing the rent. They're doing everything. They're hosting us for these rallies. They dedicated signage. They went beyond that and did surprise us when we were there, when they had the historic way of painting their utility pools through town. And they made a special welcome to Bonham sign as you actually enter into the community from going east. That's from the travelers would be coming from, you know, the north to south route. It says, "Welcome to Bonham Jefferson Highway," using one of those our markers. And we are very excited to partner with them. And these are the type of communities we want to go forward with more and more. And we have other things going on along the route. And 2024, I think, is going to be a super exciting year for us. And I really, you know, I made a looking at the future. It's going to be a lot of work, and we need volunteers. We need people in every state to help us. But it is coming together, and it just we're making a lot of great steps in progress right now.
That's exciting. I want to, because you've got two communities on here. Does Melissa and to Arlene each give a brief overview of their community for people to understand the kind of communities you're going to drive through? I mean, you're going, if you're driving, you're going to go either from New Orleans to Winnipeg or Winnipeg to New Orleans, right? And you can do it at different parts. You don't have to do the whole thing all in once. But as travelers and road trippers, and people are road tripping, it's back. And, you know, we always think of Route 66. Well, Jefferson Highway is older. It does cross through Route 66 in many places, also the Lincoln Highway. So there's all these routes, the El Camino Real de las Tejas, which goes from Natchitoches, Louisiana, through Nacogdoches, Texas, and all the way down to San Antonio, and then south down to Mexico. There's all these routes. And when you're planning a road trip, there's just get on the road and willy-nilly, whatever happens. But following historic routes and historic highways gets your family involved. And even if it's you as, you know, a couple or, you know, friends going on a road trip, there's so much to experience and learn about. And when these communities adopted in, like, you know, Nancy, when we saw the signs for Jefferson Highway in certain communities, like as we're traveling, we're like, oh, I'm doing it wrong. Go here. And there's great maps. If you go to jeffersonhighway.org, download that map, man. Every time I'm anywhere near it, like my map pops up on my phone and like, you need to get back on the highway. It's like the phone, the GPS is like, you will get back on the Jefferson Highway. I don't care what you're doing. Just stop everything, turn around. And it's cool. But, you know, that's the thing. It is so, to have some kind of guide, but it still be newish, even though it's one of the oldest highways in our country, it's still new now because it's being revived. And for tourism communities to partner and be part of it now, historic lodgings to be part of it, shopkeepers, everyone to be part of it, join the association. I'm sorry, I have to do a plug. I mean, the memberships are pretty, like, isn't it? I don't want to quote prices, Roger, but it's pretty affordable, right?
Business memberships are right now just $35. So
I was going to say that, but just in case, like the next year, you guys raise the price or something.
And we have, we do have our lodging members, which is a little bit more, but we have 9 lodging members now, which we're very excited about. We just recently had one join us in Carthage, Missouri. And it is it really
cool place.
Growing as we're moving that another one of our projects along. But we're looking for lodging. My goal in 2024 is to have at least one lodging member in every state. And
Yeah.
we're getting close to that. And now even so, it is in Natchitoches is a community that we have, I think we have a phase three, maybe four in
I think
Natchitoches.
four.
Three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Four.
But
Yeah.
we just basically got this off the ground. But we, as we go into 2024, one of the things that we are going to start looking at is to create a eatery association or something similar they
Diners.
call, where we can
Oh.
look in all these diners. I've already got a couple of people said you started, I'll join. But ice cream places, we got some candy places, historic, believe it or
Don't
not.
start making me hungry, Roger. You're talking about,
These are the
oh.
things that people want to ride, even when they go to the store. I was at Route 66. They want to go to
Yeah,
these
you
classic
want
diners. You don't want to go to a chain restaurant. You want to
classic
experience
places.
the town.
Yeah,
I can think of
exactly. That's the thing.
I can think of one in
Mercy Bakuch
Natchitoches.
in
Yeah,
Natchitoches.
well,
Yeah,
also
Mercy Bakuch
you
is an
want to go have
old
a meat
garage.
pies. Las
Blasions. Meat Pie
Leones.
Kitchen, right?
You definitely want to go there, and that's part of the deal. I mean, this is different types of food, different types of experiences along the route, and
And real shopping that is not Amazonified, not against Amazon. I'm just saying.
So we're
That's
working to put this on all our
right.
websites, working on so people have basically an itinerary of things they need to do and see in each one of these towns.
A
And
food route. I
yeah,
like it.
and
Well,
then
Natchitoches, you guys have a food route that goes through Alexandria. Is it No Man's Land? Gas
No
food
Man's Land has a gas
eateries?
station each trail.
Yeah.
Gas
Wow.
station
I
each
mean, and
trail.
it's true.
Well, and
And it does
there's.
take in a number of the places that are on the highway. But I want to go back, Roger, to each community so to give everyone an overview. So let's go to you, Melissa, and just give everyone an overview of the visitor experience coming to Bonham, what they can experience, see, and do. And then we'll go to Arlene because that goes into the sociability run and then the conference in April happening in Alexandria, which is just a couple wheel rides around, down the
Hop, skip,
road
and a
from
jump.
that. Right. So yeah, Melissa, tell us, and you've got a huge, we have a military convoy going down the entire highway in October next year, and Bonham obviously will be on this too. So everyone listen up on this. Tell us about Bonham.
Yes, absolutely. So, as you're traveling the Jefferson Highway, whether you are whichever direction you are traveling into Bonham, going back to talking about our beautifully restored historic courthouse, you will see it when you're coming in. And it is our downtown is a 1800s historic downtown, and you'll enjoy a lot of mom and pop shopping, restaurants, antiques, and much more while you're downtown. You can also explore our walkabout when you're walking around and get some history about some events that have happened. And you will just down the road on your way, we have several awesome mu museums to explore, which we have our Fannin County Museum of History, which is just a couple blocks from downtown, which you actually pass it as you are traveling the Jefferson Highway. And that museum is an old train depot, and they have an airplane inside of it. And
Oh.
yeah, and there's a fire truck in there. It is just it's constantly got new stuff in there, but you go, there's no way. No, there is an airplane in there, and there is a fire truck in there, and a whole bunch of other
Wow.
things. You also have as Sam Rayburn is we are the home of Sam Rayburn, the Sam Rayburn Historic House. You'll have to stop by there and go see Stinky the donkey. He
What?
is our friend, yeah,
Oh,
Stinky.
we're in. There's a
Yep.
donkey. I'm
There
in.
is a You're talking to some donkey lovers here that we have.
Yes, we
Well,
love
you
donkeys.
on your way in, stop by and see Stinky at the Sam Rayburn
Oh,
House.
and especially because
Oh,
it's named
that's so
Stinky.
cute.
It's a real live donkey.
Well, yes, it is a real life
Awesome.
And the real fun part was they ended up doing, you know, Stinky rides along, and they, you know, you get like this little cutout and you can paint Stinky and put him on like a little popsicle stick. And so Stinky, you know, can kind of go with you. But yes, if you go to the Sam Rayburn Historic House, you can go see the real Stinky. He is alive and you can pet him, and he makes some funny noises sometimes, but you know.
Well, you know, he's Stinky. I want to say that also your name, you know, I know a lot of Led Zeppelin band fans that would go like, is Bonham going to be related? And so I kind of want to do some history. I know that James Bonham he died in the Alamo, right? In the Battle of the Alamo. And so a lot of, even Fannin County, right? So you've got this relation to the Alamo, which is interesting. Like,
yes,
where you're situated and where the Alamo happened, it's a little bit of a drive, but
it is. Like, there's a lot of history. I always tell everybody, we are constantly learning and trying to keep up with all of it. That, you know, Bonham was, it was a place that you went and to do business many, many years ago. And with the train and the airport, and just our downtown. And so we had famous baseball teams and singers and, you know, just all kinds of things. And we always have people that are traveling and they stop in and they're like, oh, I'm trying to learn about this. And we're like,
well,
oh.
And we get into music history a lot on this channel. And you can tell us, Melissa, about if one of the famous musicians that, is from Bonham.
If you say John Bonham, I'm going to trip.
No,
out.
No, no,
no, no.
I interviewed his sister, but you know,
there's like, several of them. I don't want to mess up any names right now, but yeah, there's a ton of it. It's just depending if there's something you're looking for. You know, it had happened. You know, but you can explore that. The Sam Rayburn or the Fannin County History Museum, they have started an online website to where they've been saving all of this historical information and scanning in pictures and just learning mm-hmm. about that. And so I really encourage minis to, you know, stop by and visit, or you can visit them online and learn a lot more about Bonham. But we want you to come visit us, so you can learn about it all firsthand.
Cool.
Charlie Christian was who I was talking to.
Oh, okay.
He's one of the first electric jazz guitarists in history. He's buried there, I believe. In the cemetery there. So, right on the route. Right on the route. So, but there's it's just a really great community, and we were so privileged. We did spend a few days there. We had one of our rallies there. It's only the second one we've ever done, where we just kind of come in, invited everybody from the JH that was around the area that wanted to come, and then the weekend there, and we had a great, the community was so welcoming, and I took the opportunity to stay in the bed and breakfast there in the community. And
oh, cool.
So
see, that's a thing. Yeah. Bed and breakfast. Listen, we're on this campaign for tourism to shine more spotlights on inns and historic inns and bed and breakfasts, because they're the smaller side of the lodging
chain. It's
thing,
just a few blocks off the JH route, and we just were so welcome there. And then this is the excitement this community has. This is what we're trying to build up and down the route. And I, you know, as I've told you before in different podcasts, we see these pockets of this excitement in every state now. And, you know, I just got off the phone contact with the one in northern Missouri today who's announcing shortly that they're going to put up a Jefferson Highway mural. And I already saw the design of it. It's awesome. Cool. And in Plattsburgh, Missouri. So we're just, you see these things going on and these communities are embracing it. These are the leaders that are going to really, the ones that are adapting it now, they're the ones I think going to take advantage of this as we continue to build and we work toward getting tourists on the highway. We're so excited about the conference too, and just whenever you want to get into talking about it,
I want to bring Arlene on to give an overview of Natchitoches, because she'll do it better than Nancy and I, because if Nancy and I do it, we'll talk for hours.
Well, since we're talking about our good neighbors in Texas over in Bonham, you'd be coming in, obviously from the west and into Shreveport on the highway. That would be Highway 80. And so from there, you'd work your way from Shreveport down to Mansfield. And that's going to be part of the sociability run that we're planning in conjunction with this year's conference that's going to be held at the Hotel Bentley in Alexandria. But when you get into Natchitoches, you would pass in front of the Northwestern State University, and there is where you'll find the marker for the tourism camp that actually opened in July of 1922. So we just put up a marker there to mark that, and we found some old newspaper articles announcing the opening of the tourist camp. But it's right, and a lot of the students at Northwestern now get a kick out of where the library is. Was the first tourist camp in Natchitoches over 100 years ago. And we had a lady, she passed away, Miss Sadie Dark. Roger remembers her very fondly, I'm sure. But she told us stories because she lived to be over 100. But she was telling us stories about how when she was a little girl, she remembers the tourist camp. And, we just loved hearing her stories about, the gypsy wagons that would come through and
How
all this other
cool.
stuff.
I'd
But
like it.
coming into Natchitoches, you'd be on Highway 6, which is actually the same route as El Camino coming in from the west. So Jefferson Highway and El Camino kind of tie in. And then you hit the historic district. You'd pass in front of the Fort St. John Baptiste, which is a state historic site, which was actually how Natchitoches was established as a trading post in the early 1700s.
And that's where the Jefferson Highway Park is, right?
That's right. Jefferson. And it was so funny because it's on Jefferson Street. And then we all realized, well, this was the original Jefferson Highway. But there was right next to the Jeff right next to the fort, there was an old dry cleaners building and another building that the city eventually tore them down, and it was just an empty lot. And that's where we talked to the city about making it the Jefferson Street Park to commemorate the Jefferson Highway. So there is like a little kiosk signage in there. They built a small pavilion with a picnic table where people can go in there. And there's just a little small walking trail, that's bricked out. But it's nice because it's right next to the state historic site of Fort St. John Baptiste, and it's right on Cane River. So they don't have that portion. I think in the future they're gonna try to build a deck out to the river leading I guess through the wooded area where there's of course some wildlife that live up in there, some critters. Sometimes they see on
Armadillos.
a little fox, and they see raccoons and that kind of
Awesome.
stuff. So the walkway would go above, and that way we wouldn't mess up their habitat. And then just what, 6 blocks from there is the historic district, Front Street, where all the great shopping is and some of the restaurants. And we have three of our historic bed and breakfasts that are members of the historic lodging. It's the Jefferson House Bed and Breakfast, the Steel Magnolia House, where the movie Steel Magnolias was filmed. We have the Church Street Inn, which is a 20-room hotel downtown, and it was a bank at one time, and it's now transformed into a 20-room boutique hotel. And then we have Violet Hill, which is on Washington Street, which is the original Jefferson Highway. So it's nice that we have some historic lodging, along the route that became members of the lodging
Very cool.
program. And I'm really excited about the Hotel Bentley because they were the first to become a historic lodging program. And that's where we're going to end up for the conference in April when we do the sociability run. We're hoping to do a Monday night overnight stay and visit in Shreveport and then continue down the route through DeSoto Parish and then a Tuesday night overnight in Natchitoches and then work our way over to Alexandria and Pineville on Wednesday afternoon for the
Cool.
kickoff of the conference.
I want
So.
everyone to know the conference is April 24th through 27th, 2024. You can go to jeffersonhighway.org, but the sociability run will be before that, right? So that's the big pre-conference. So people to stay tuned for that. And then when it comes to going through Bonham too, I mean, go, hey man, if do the whole route if you can
That's
and be
right. You
part
do
of
Sunday night in Bonham before you come to Shreveport on Monday night.
Well, yeah, we want
Exactly.
to. We'll be encouraging that as we come. A lot of our folks, you know, if they're coming from Iowa or
Yeah.
Missouri or whatever, you know, they're going to be traveling the route.
That's right. Yeah.
So we want to encourage them to go to towns like this,
Cool.
and we'll definitely feature Bonham as a community they want to stop in. So.
And Melissa, I want to just mention this too as something really unique for the route this year is, you know, some of our Texas communities on the route are going to experience it being the path of totality for the eclipse. And so, Bonham, are you guys are going to be kind of real close to that path, right?
Yeah, so we have 3 minutes of totality. Bonham
Wow.
does, yes.
Okay.
So for 3 minutes in the middle of the day, I think our time is like
Oh,
12:30
wow.
in the middle of the day. It will black out on April the 8th. So yeah, 3 minutes of totality. And if you're looking to experience this once in a lifetime experience, you know, everybody's booking their rooms. We are pretty much booked out, but still have a few available. And people are just, you know, you're gonna want to explore more of the outdoors, more of the countryside of it. And then a lot of your city sides will have more festivals and things like that. But the travelers are already booking in the area and getting ready to stay. We at the Bonham Visitor Center will be giving out free glasses to our visitors, and you know, working with the restaurants and places to stay and eat and other things to do. You know, little nice welcome bags for everybody to enjoy while they're here. So, because it's going to be like I said, once in a lifetime. The last time I believe it happened in Bonham was, I think it was 1857, if I'm correct.
Wow.
Yeah. So they say people, it's a worldwide event. They travel all over. So
Yeah.
it is
Yeah,
happening in
we
Bonham,
did a
Texas.
podcast. We did a podcast on this recently and talked to people who traveled for it when it happened a few years ago. And basically, you need to book your lodging now and plan to go a few days ahead of time because it's going to be crazy. So, yeah, it's epic. And this being really the last one, for our generation, basically, right?
Yes.
It's going to be especially epic. So book your lodging, get to the area early
Yes,
and
yeah. So
explore and have a good time so that, you know, because the traffic gets congested and it just go early, book early,
go early,
get
explore the
there.
Jefferson Highway and enjoy.
Exactly. Make it a trip. And then, you know, then the highway, I mean, the conference coming up, I think it's so exciting that this is in April. You know, you got Pisatchie National Forest all kind of flanking the route in a way, in Louisiana. And I mean, April has got to be absolutely one of the best times to visit the state of Louisiana, wouldn't you say, Arlene? I mean, just
Yes, it's very
beautiful.
pretty. Yeah. Yep. It'll be
Flower power.
springtime. A lot of azaleas and dogwood and all that good stuff.
Oh, wow. Wow. We normally come in the summer or the winter. So, what, you know, so it's going to be cool, epic to do, you know, Louisiana in the spring, beautiful weather. And then let's talk about this military. We got us a convoy in 2024 for October. And there's other ones coming up, right? So this thing, like Roger was saying, there's all these amazing events and programs happening, but this is a military convoy. I was told that tanks will not be doing the convoy because I just thought it would be cool. I just come
This
on.
is the National Military Vehicle Preservation Association,
Wow.
and
Wow.
there'll be people on this, not only from the United States, there'll be people from other countries on this. But they plan these every so often, every so many years. They've done They've done some of the other major routes, but they are really excited about the Jefferson Highway. I think part of it is the north-south routing, and also the fact that this Jefferson Highway goes through some really unique military areas. What other route has the World War I Museum on it and the World War II Museum on it? So it's just really, it really fits them, and they're really loving discovering the Jefferson Highway. And so they will, it will be a full month. So they're going to start, I believe, October 1 or thereabouts, in Manitoba. And they will be driving down the route. They'll have some times where they'll have overnights where they're going to meet the community, come out and see them. There'll be a few times they'll even have a couple nights, I think, and do some repairs, and these vehicles need that. We had the in Iowa this year during our caravan, we had two of them join us there just to kind of go along with us. They were really, really fun and great, drew a ton of attention. But just think about all these, and I don't know how many, this organization, a lot of these people doing this, they've done it for, a long time, but they look forward to doing this every year. But I get the feeling this is a really special one for them. And they are planning this for years and out, and they do all the details because they have to make sure what bridges are going over because these vehicles are some are heavy, and they have to really plan this meticulously. And one of the communities that's involved in this is Bonham and Melissa, and her staff there have been working with them, so they will be an overnight there. Bonham has a Veterans Administration hospital there, and I know that they've been embracing their stop there. I'm sure Melissa
Oh,
can
wow.
fill us in a little bit on that,
Yeah,
but
they are still in the planning processes. I actually was with Chuck yesterday a little bit, and they are working with all of the plans and whatnot, which we will totally be embracing. And I believe if I'm correct, this is the last one they will ever do.
Oh, wow.
I get the feeling that is, I didn't say that, but I get the feeling that this is
No.
going to be one of the main, kind of their swan song for this high of a level, for this longness. Going this far,
It's
2300
epic.
approximately, right? It takes a lot of planning. It takes a lot of people just really dedicated to doing it, leadership. And
Yeah.
Natchitoches is also part of this.
Right.
Arlene, because you guys also have the history I know I keep carrying on about, and we need to do this show at some point. The Louisiana maneuvers. I mean, for World War II, Natchitoches and South and Alexandria and Leesville, all of that area,
Alexandria will be part of
Kisatchee
it.
National Forest. That was like a, and you got Fort Polk not far from you either, right? So,
It's Fort Johnson now, but yeah, as a matter of fact, they're going to be overnighting, I want to say by Fort Polk or Fort Johnson, and I want to, and then from there they come through here to Natchitoches, and I want to say they end up in New Orleans around October 30th and 31st, which is, kind of unique that they'll, end
A
it
whole
down in New
month.
Orleans by the World War II Museum and all that's going on, festivities down there. But it is. It's going to be an interesting and a really historic event, really, from Winnipeg all the way to New Orleans to have that many vehicles coming down this route. They've done some long routes before and some other, I want to say they do it about once every 5 years, Roger, they do it.
At
They
least
plan
three,
something.
sometimes a little bit more.
Yeah.
But
So,
a lot
but
of the
this is
leadership that's been doing this for generations, they're just, it's kind of getting
Yeah.
to the end of the road for some of them. And
Right.
I think that maybe some other people will take this up at some point, but it is and what I've really enjoyed visiting with these folks, and they've really been enjoying discovering a route, and they just they've been great to deal with. And we're going to really get more involved with them in the next few months as we work with communities to let people know about it and promote it, and A lot of communities are going to have activities where you can come out and see these vehicles or meet the people and special things. My hometown community, Muskogee, will be one of those too. So we're excited about it, and it's just one of the another one exciting things going on in 24, and the whole month of October.
And speaking of military history, also Alexandria being the, site for the next conference in Alexandria, Louisiana. That international airport, it's small, but it's mighty. And when you go out there, you will see all these all like historic airplanes, like military planes, like
Well,
the
that used to
shark
be a
mouth.
military, that was an air base back in the day. It was England Air Force Base.
That's
And
right.
then when they closed it, they turned it into an international airport, basically. So, and I love flying in and out of that airport. It's so convenient and it's quaint and it's really nice. I really enjoy flying in and out of there.
That was interesting when we were there last time in Natchitoches, just before Thanksgiving, and well, we were there longer, and there were some travel writers there, and they're like, "Oh, we're flying out of Alexandria." I was like, "What?" Yeah, we're flying home through Alexandria, and I'm like, I always just think, oh, people are going to go to Dallas or New Orleans or Baton Rouge or something, I don't know, but I was like, that's so cool, and they're like, oh man, it's awesome. We came in through here, and they were like raving about it. I think it's a beautiful airport, that massive fountain, and then all this history. It's like, and those planes, those faces, that's intimidating enough to like make the people turn around if you're in a battle. I'm just saying,
We're
doesn't happen that way.
so looking forward to being in Alexandria and the area for the conference, and we can talk a little bit about that if we can. I mean, the conference, like you said, the dates earlier, the 24th and 27th, but we have really got a great program. I think for this conference we'll put it at the highest level. First of all, staying at the Bentley Hotel, the historic, beautiful Bentley, which I had not ever been to until 2019 when I went to that there at the Natchitoches conference, and we walked in the lobby there, and my jaw just about hit the floor because it was just unbelievable how. It is, and then now I got the opportunity to stay there. I actually just booked my room last night, and
Cold.
we are going to be right in that. A lot of our activities are going to be really associated with that historic hotel that goes all the way back to the days of Jefferson Highway and had Jefferson Highway visitors. And we have a great opening when we get in there Wednesday night. We've got some great plans to welcome us there Wednesday as we come in from the caravan that we talked about. Near there is Pineville, Louisiana, just over the river there, and they're going to have a special signage dedication for their community. They're really been embracing us. And then as we go on to Thursday, we're going to have a bus tour day where we will be going out in the route, and this is always a really exciting thing for people to go on. It's usually always one of the favorites, and we have the Wilberts and the folks from Voyles Parish have got this planned and to a T down there, and we're looking forward to really discovering their parish, and they're treating us to a lot of things on our bus tour that day. That evening, we will be having our banquet that we have awards banquets, which is always fun as we see people get together and celebrate people that have done things along the route and talk about the future and just have a lot of camaraderie there that we have. And then on Friday, we have three speakers that have not been publicly announced, but I'll go ahead and announce them here. We are privileged to have Stephanie Stuckey, the CEO of the Stuckey's brand, who's bringing
No
back
way.
the Stuckey's
No
name
way. No
across
way. No way.
America.
That's our friend cousin. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, that's our
That's
friendly
friendly
cousin.
cousin. She is coming
No
from
way.
Georgia to
Yeah.
be our speaker and part of our programming there, and we're so excited to have her be there.
No, seriously, Roger, Roger. She is the cousin of Joey Stuckey, who's on our show every fourth Sunday on our big weekly blend. Is her cousin Joey. We talk about her all the time. He's on our show. He's the music ambassador of Macon, Georgia. Joey Stuckey. Yeah. Oh, wait till I tell him. Oh boy,
Yeah, that's
the
so
world will know.
funny. Isn't
The world
that
will know. Joey tells everybody everything. It's cool. It's good. I mean that in a nice way. Joey's awesome.
And
Wow.
I'll let Arlene tell us about our Louisiana speaker, because I know she knows him well.
Well, I'm so excited because he's our former lieutenant governor and former state senator, former state secretary of state, Jay Darden. And he is going to do his presentation on why Louisiana ain't Mississippi or no place or any place else. He did a
Cool.
4-hour documentary for
Oh,
LPB, Louisiana Public Television.
yeah, cool.
He's just an eloquent speaker and just a historian, loves Louisiana, loves history. And we approached him earlier this year and we were talking about Jefferson Highway and he really didn't know a whole lot about it. But when he figured it out, he was like, "Wait, you mean Jefferson Highway in Baton Rouge is part of the old historic highway that goes all the way to Winnipeg, Canada?" And we're like, "Yes." So he is all in and he's going to be totally awesome. I think everybody's going to really love his presentation on why Louisiana ain't Mississippi or no place else.
So
So.
looking forward to him being part of the program. We have another great speaker that's going to speak. Her expertise is on the music of that night of that time period, and we'll have a special not to be announced effort that's going to go on along with that. And then that afternoon we have a great we're going to do some after just going to have three speakers, and then we're going to have the afternoon we're going to have some they have some trolleys there, and we're going to take us around their community. Those want to do that, and then they're going to actually go to the Kent Plantation, I believe.
Oh,
Arlene,
cool. Yeah.
and then in the evening, this is going to be a really highlight. The community is working on a 1920s street festival with vintage cars, vintage
Oh,
music,
awesome.
a contest for 1920s dress. We'll have a lot of fun that evening, and that'll be kind of the community event. And then there'll be an event Saturday, I think, to embrace some signage or a special event there with the city on the Saturday morning. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're excited about it. And I know Arlene's been part of the meetings and planning with the folks from Alexandria there. But things are really well set. And speaking of that, as you're hearing this podcast, you should be probably. As we're recording this, probably within the next, definitely by the end of this month, but probably within around Christmas time, we will be opening up our registrations and online. So I'll be looking for those that are members. We'll get the first emails about that, and then we'll be putting it online very shortly. So we have some, we're going to do a special pricing for those that are new to the conference, so something we have not done before. So if this is your first time, you're going to get a little bit of a discount, and there were a few things like that. But exciting times are ahead.
I love it. I love it.
David, y'all want
Cool.
to come to Louisiana? Now's your chance. Come on down.
Yeah.
Get
Come on
to
down,
Louisiana. Go
y'all.
to Natchitoches, go to Bonham, and everyone go to jeffersonhighway.org. Also go to Natchitoches.com to learn more about Natchitoches, Louisiana. It's Natchitoches.com. And also go to cityofbonham.org and click on the visitor link there to learn more about the city of Bonham. Thank you, Melissa, for joining us. It's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, we got a lot talked
Awesome.
about today, right?
Yeah,
It's
lots
like,
of them.
wow, it's going to be a big year for the Jefferson Highway. We're excited. Arlene, thank you as always. Thank you for getting us on the highway, for doing this podcast, and for sponsoring Natchitoches Convention and Visitor Bureau sponsoring this podcast as well. We appreciate your support to be doing this. So thank you so much, Arlene.
You're welcome.
And thank you, Roger, as always. My gosh, how is it two? It feels like 2 years almost, huh? I don't
We're
remember
getting
where I
close. I believe March of the
is
2024.
it? I just need to get back on the highway. I'd like winter to go away so I can get back on the
Yeah,
highway now.
really.
I'm like ready to roll. We're going to go to Bonham. We're going to go to Marshall. I know that those are two cities we've got to go to. And everyone, it is once you get hooked, you're going to get hooked. I'm telling you. And it's a cool way to drive these small communities and actually going into, like we were saying, shopping and everything. It's like, we do so much online shopping and so much of the same stuff. But when you go into a town and you're supporting like a real mom and pop shop, a real artisan, like in Natchitoches, they have the Cafe Frederick Mercantile, the oldest mercantile in the state. I'm like, seriously, you can go in there and buy a button. You can buy a garden gnome. You can buy a tractor if you want. I know he'll get it on there, or like on
Funny.
something. He'll even fix your keys.
He's
So
like
it's
the
like,
Sears catalog
it is.
of
It's like
everything.
they have, oh, it's awesome. So these places are so important for our country as a whole. To support small business.
But
If we don't, eventually, what are we going to be? Just all living online and not having a good time? Like, come on.
right.
So
But
this is important.
even for your children, this is such a great way for them to learn some history, is to follow a highway. And I mean, it's really iconic thing to do for your children, is take them on a trip on a highway and stop at all these historic places and do some shopping and let them see what the country's
Yeah,
about.
that's an excellent point. I mean, we have one of our board members, Delaina, her daughter is, I call her the daughter of the Jefferson Highway. She goes along with us to these different events, and she just really enjoys it. And I've told the story several times about my son when he was 17 years old. I didn't know why we were going on a trip on the Jefferson Highway, and then he really, he told me afterwards that was one of the best trips we ever took.
Yep.
You
See?
know,
Yep.
you, you, it's a different type of trip, but your kids will enjoy it if you get out and explore these different things. And
Yep. Yeah.
you
And
know,
it's a
just
small world after all, because look, Joey Stuckey's cousin is going to be the conference
isn't
speaker.
that
How the heck?
crazy?
I just messaged, I had to. I'm like, I can't even stand it. It's like we've been talking about her on every show with him, and now, it's crazy and it's good. But
Y'all need to clear your
everyone,
calendar so you can be in Louisiana in April. That's
I agree.
I just feel like we should just live on the highway, like just go up
Yeah.
and down and up and down. But everyone, jeffersonhighway.org is a place to go to learn more. Sign up for their newsletter. Most importantly, become a member. And if you are a tourism destination, even a restaurant, a shop, a museum, be a member. Be part of this revolution of what is one of the oldest highways in our country. It is really important. So thank you all for joining us. And everyone, here's to a wonderful 2024. Let's
Yeah.
rock the highway. Take care, guys.
Yay. Cool.
Thank you for joining us here on the Big Blend Radio Jefferson Highway Show. The show airs every fourth Thursday, and we encourage you to go to jeffersonhighway.org to learn more about the Jefferson Highway Association or even become a member. You can also dig into the history of the highway and share travel notes with friends at the Jefferson Highway Association Facebook group. Follow our shows at bigblendradio.com. Happy travels!